Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
We suck. Theme song. Oh my God, I hate this goddamn network. Somebody please. This is worse than being on WNBC. I can't get our theme song to play. Can you get our theme song to play? Oh, we're off to a great start.
I don't even know where it is. What's the title of it?
Blue Shirt Underground opening theme.
I got it.
Play it.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is new media.
Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar. Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar.
And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers. This is New York Rangers hockey.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Barely. Good evening and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Today is Wednesday, August 22nd, the dog days of August. Jim and Eddie with you. Eddie has returned. Thank God. We all missed you. Eddie, how are you, sir?
I am refreshed. I feel reinvigorated. I feel ready to rock and roll. I've had just the right amount of days off away from hockey, and maybe we'll have some more days off from hockey, but I feel like my entertainment juices have been replenished, so I am now a man of the people and ready to entertain.
Now I know we want to talk hockey, but I got to ask a question about your cruise.
Sure.
I was looking through the pictures that you put on Facebook. Was Mandar on this cruise?
Yes, he was.
So Mandar is alive.
Mandar is alive. He's been very busy.
thought he went all D.B. Cooper on us.
Yeah. No, he's doing good. He's still as squirrely and surly as he is. We didn't talk much hockey at all. Although Jeff Cutter Diamond will be a little bit
cutsy,
as we call him here, will be a little bit dismayed that me and Mandar and my our entourage destroyed everyone in sports trivia on the boat. It was a complete demolition of. Because on these cruises, they have trivias of different sorts. They have sports, they have music. Blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. And I think we won every one except the Civil War trivia. So while people were winning things in the Olympics, we came home with the gold from the Carnival Glory. Actually, it was the Carnival Miracle. I think we were on.
It's funny you mentioned trivia and cutsy, because there's an app for Android called Song Pop, and Cutsy challenged me. And I've been destroying him all week in music trivia. I cannot be beaten in music trivia, Cutsy. Cannot. Even on the new shit, which I don't listen to, I still beat him.
Wow. sort of say, a lot of seniors. There's not a lot of seniors on that trip. The seniors are, you know, they're in their whale carts going from buffet to buffet eating everything.
Now, I kind of picked, knowing what I know of Mandar from hearing him on this show and seeing him in the chat room, I kind of picture him as one of these guys who gets on the boat and kind of likes to be waited on, likes to be pampered, kind of harasses the staff. Is that him? Is that the way he is?
I think you're right on if he's as a single man there, but he was there with his wife and his two children, so it was a little bit different.
Oh, okay.
But you know how he antagonizes on the air? Me and him, and I'm sure if you were there, we were antagonizing our opponents in sports trivia. Like, as soon as the question would be asked, like, here's a good question. I'll give you a sports question right now. This was a question that was asked on the cruise. And let's see, who can get it in the chat room? You people in the podcast, feel free to play. The 5,000 people that are listening to us on the podcast, go to the Block Talk.
It's either 100 or 2 million. I'm not sure.
I don't know who's counting over there. Fuzzy mass. All right, so here it is. What two NFL teams have helmets on their helmet? As the question.
Have helmets on their helmet.
Now, before you answer this,
okay,
you can still think about it. But me and Mandar would say, got it, even though we didn't have it, just to antagonize the other team. Like, we're so good, we get it again. The
right.
Vikings is incorrect.
The Raiders is one.
That's correct. And Cutter got it. Cutsy.
Oh, good job, Cutsy. Dolphins.
Dolphins and the Raiders is
yep.
correct. He probably
that may change because the Dolphins are considering a complete overhaul of their logo, much to the chagrin of Dolphins fans, but that's another story. Considering something a little streamlined and modern, but whatever.
Well, we were so annoying by our winning of everything. Even the cruise associates who were doing the were getting annoyed that we were winning. So we actually won like 12 or 13 trivia and that's like a thing called a beanbag toss thing. And we won that. We actually had like, they give you like this, they call it, they joke around, and you win your authentic piece of ship. Like a little ship. You know, worth $2 on eBay. We actually made chains out of these trophies and wore them the last night just to egg everybody on. Because if you can't alienate people on a cruise, when can you?
Right.
That's what it's about. So we became so that was a really good point of the trip. The sports never left me. I did break bread with a Flyer fan who was wearing a Carcillo jersey. I tried to be sensible, but then it got to me after a while. I said, come on.
You were drunk.
I was like, you know what? Zaras is out. You got no goal. It's over. And I also teased him about, well, Jeff Carter, Mike Richardson seemed to win a Stanley Cup. He didn't like that. But he was actually very nice, the dude. But it was fun. I mean, he's, you know, maybe you can explain. What is it with these people from Jersey who are Flyer fans?
South Jersey. They're the South Jersey crowd.
How far is South Jersey from?
Well, just for instance, where I live down the shore, Lakewood, if you go, you know, maybe 15 to 20 miles, yeah, about that, south of Lakewood, and you start to get into like Forked River and Lacey Township, you're in the Pine Barrens, and that's, you know, back in the day, growing up, you know, even when cable was first coming out or before cable got to those areas, all you got was the Philly TV stations. So that kind of, and plus the Philly people, you know, they used to go to the Jersey Shore. New Yorkers, they would go to like Point Pleasant and Seaside Heights, but Philly people went to Ocean City, Atlantic City, and Wildwood. So they all kind of migrated across South Jersey. So yeah, when you get down to, there's kind of a dividing line, just probably I would put it somewhere around the bottom of or just past maybe like Tom's River, and then you start getting into Eagles and Flyer, more Eagles and Flyer fans, and you know, things like those annoying people, like Brian Attard, Captain 9 NYR.
Right,
he lives down in South Jersey in Philly territory, but obviously he's not a
He's a
Ranger.
He's always talking about how he's dealing with his Flyer fan friends. I remember he'd always say that. I never quite got that. I mean, you know, I guess maybe people would say, well, you're from Long Island. Why don't you root for the Islanders? You know,
because you're not an idiot.
Right. Because my IQ is over 55.
Speaking of the Islanders.
Really? We have Islander news.
Since you brought it up. You remember we were talking a couple weeks ago about Vishnevsky trying to get out of his contract, saying that he didn't have
Lubomir. Well,
he got into a car accident last week. And not that it's funny that he got into an accident. He's okay. He was driving a Ferrari, and Joe Catrone sent me a text message, said Vishnevsky got into an accident. He was driving a Ferrari. And I said, that's how badly people want to get out of Uniondale. They're driving Italian race cars at breakneck speeds to try and get away from that condemned building in the middle of hell.
I've come to a conclusion they will not be. After the lease, they will not be in that building. I think they're going to build a casino there. That's the hubbub I'm getting.
Really?
They're going to build a casino there because... In other news, on Long Island, we have these Indians here, these American, what do we call them, Native Americans nowadays.
Yes.
We don't call them the Orange Indians anymore. Indian Orange.
Funny face juice.
Yeah, the funny face juice. We have these Indians out here, the Shinnecock Indians, as Costa knows, and they have... they claimed that Southampton or one of the Hamptons out there was taken away from them and stolen from them by the white man.
But fuck, we stole the whole country from them.
I know. Oh, we might as well get Manhattan back. apparently they sued the Pale Faces and they won. But they came to a...
sued the Pale Faces.
I'm trying to talk like, you know, they sued those white devils.
I'm going to throw a cigarette butt on the ground so you'll shed a tear.
White man speak with forked tongue. You know, and
Ed Ames?
So, well, rather than give back Southampton, you know, which has got all the rich, this and that, they settle with New York State that they can build a casino somewhere in Nassau and Queens, that they'll be able to build a full-fledged casino.
Wow.
So there's some talk that it's going to be where the Coliseum stands, although they don't really like the area the Coliseum is in. But think about it, Jim. If you think about Atlantic City, you know, it's not like the area's really grown around Atlantic City.
Right.
These casinos have been there, which was promised. I mean,
Baltic Avenue is still worth $20, just like it was in Monopoly.
Exactly. Now, people are talking about what you call it there. People also talking about Brooklyn. Now they're going to be playing an exhibition game there, I guess, when the season decides to, you know, come around. I think the Devils are playing the Islanders in Brooklyn, but that stadium is too small for hockey. I think it only fits 12,000.
I think they said it would be somewhere around 14 or 15 for hockey, which
15?
Is too small for the league regulations.
Right.
I think Winnipeg had to get a special dispensation or something because their arena only fits like 15,000. But their arena is also going to be full every night. I don't give a shit. The Islanders can move to Brooklyn tomorrow. They ain't filling the building there either.
Right. And I think the Winnipeg one is, you know, going to, the new one's going to be built. I mean, they want a new arena. They can get a new arena where the Islanders are now. They're not getting anything. So it looks like it could be bye-bye Isles, which to me would be fantastic. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So we did a full loop. I even gave you some local Long Island news along with that. So.
And some Native American history. I love it.
Yeah. So,
like Jay Silverheels is sitting in with me here.
Jay, he was an answer to one of the questions, by the way, on the trivia.
Was he really?
Yeah. Like Tonto.
What other trivia question could he be the answer to except who played Tonto?
Really? I mean, that's not it.
No offense to the great Jay Silverheels, but, you know, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. So it was a trivia man's delight. It had everything I love. Food, trivia, and what else do I love? Drinking, alcohol, massive quantities. So, Cutsy is instant messaging me at a frenzied pace about where is the picture of me and Mando. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, let's just stop everything.
Yeah, let me stop Cutsy. The show so you can take a sneak peek at me and Mando.
Here's a musical interlude while we hold up the show for Cutsy.
Oh my God, he's messaged me 3 times already. What's wrong with this guy? Alright, enough. Is that a train? Oh, okay. I didn't know what the fuck. And so we got that. Well, I guess we got to talk about it a little bit. I'm not going to hook him up with the link so he can just forget about it. I got a show to do here.
Yeah.
This is the
Simple Radio.
Look it up on Facebook. You're friends with me. I'm probably tagged in a photo with the dope. All right. Now, let's get down to business. Fill me up to date what's going on with these talks. I know that they're stopping the talks till Thursday.
Yes. They had a meeting scheduled for this morning, which they canceled. Now, there was no reason given. But to me, when you're trying to negotiate a labor settlement, you've got 24 days to do it, and you cancel a meeting, to me, that's not a good sign. You don't cancel a meeting because you're going to announce that we've come to it's kumbaya between the league and the Players Association.
Right.
Now, they are supposed to meet again. I think it's tomorrow or Friday. There is a meeting on the horizon, but right now it sounds like they are so far apart. I'm not optimistic. I was more optimistic 2 weeks ago for several reasons. And now several things have happened that make me less optimistic. Do you remember?
Go ahead. No, you know the two things. I'll see if this is one of them.
Well, one of the things that I was maintaining all along was that they would, worst case scenario, they settle this by Thanksgiving so that the NBC coverage can kick in that weekend. And, you know, the NHL needs needs that broadcasting and the money and all that bit. So to me, you know, I just figured, okay, worst case scenario, we've got about a six-week lockout, and then they kick it in Thanksgiving weekend and all as well, maybe a 65-game season. But now I've come to find out that if a lockout wipes out the season, NBC makes a $200 million payment to the league, regardless, and then an extra year is added on to the end of the deal with no rights fee. So the NHL gets their money from NBC one way or the other.
Wow.
So that hurt my optimism a little bit.
Yeah. That was an angle I was holding on to as well when you told me about it.
And whereas, you know, 3 weeks, a month ago, most of the stories you were seeing from people that, you know, cover hockey, whether it be the Rangers or hockey in general, was that, you know, expect a late start, but, you know, probably, you know, maybe a month, 2 months, whatever. But now I'm seeing more and more articles about there might not be a season. You know, that is, and it just, that's now becoming part of the conversation as well from people that cover hockey. You know, you weren't hearing anything about that 4 weeks ago. Now all of a sudden, that's becoming part of the conversation. So that's also killing my optimism a little bit. Well, actually, a lot. And you know I better understand what the owners are asking for and why the players are you know why they're so far apart, because what the owners are asking for a lot. They're asking for the players to take a big hit in their percentage of the revenues. They want to max out the contracts, I think, at 5 years, if I'm not mistaken. And they want the players to wait 10 years before they become a restricted free agent.
Huh?
10 years.
Nah, that's not.
So, now, I don't know exactly what the players I made, I guess, some kind of counter proposal.
But, Jim, isn't it, you know, all I see is Bettman get on and always he's talking about how the league is so solvent and, you know, everything is roses and everything is great, but all of a sudden the players got to take all these hits to keep the league. The owners are spending too much, taking too much of a loss. You know, it's
people
almost
that are
like...
making, you're talking about a lot of people who make a lot of money who want to make a lot more money. Players and owners alike. The players make a lot of money. They want to make more. The owners make a lot of money, and they want to make more. And yet, here's my take on this. And this is what nobody seems to be talking about. You know, obviously the players want to play. Obviously the owners want to have, you know, a full building every night, or in the Islanders' case, a third of a full building. And, you know, everybody wants hockey. But The players won't suffer because these guys make lots of money, okay? The owners make lots of money. The league won't suffer because they're getting their broadcasting money anyway. But what about the guy that's got to walk up, you know, all those flights of stairs at the Garden every night shucking cotton candy to make a living? Who could lose potentially 40, 50, 55 nights of work if there's no hockey? Nobody's ever worried about that guy. They're the ones that really suffer. Security guards, ushers, ticket takers.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for them. I mean, I do. And you're right. But I don't get it. You got all these owners that were throwing, they've been throwing, including Dolan, you know, these 9-year, these 10-year deals. You got the whole Shea Weber fiasco. You've got what happened with the Wild signing Parisi and Suter. And then they want to cry poverty after they do it. Oh, wait, we don't want these long-term contracts. Well, we just did it less than a month ago.
Right. It's the Kansas City shuffle. While you don't see me giving out the 13-year contract with this hand, I'm handing you the proposal to get rid of all these long-term contracts. It's the Kansas City shuffle.
So,
that's the thing that really sucks. Yeah, we'll suffer as fans, but we'll get over it. For those of us that are big-time sports fans, we got past the baseball lockout. We got a couple of those. We've been through a couple of football ones. If you're a basketball fan, I think they had one last year, a couple of years, whatever it was. Well, you know, we'll live, but you know, this, like, I think it was last year when football had a brief lockout. You know, you had teams right away laying off half their front office staff. You know, the people that, you know, not like the general managers and the assistant general managers or the PR department, God forbid. But you know, of course, you lay off the people that got to get on the phone and hawk the tickets. You know, right. You lay off the secretaries and the people like that. What the fuck are they supposed to do?
Yeah.
You know? So
I agree with you. I mean, you know, the little guy gets the shit end of the stick again. I mean, that's basically what it cut. You know, it just... see, what got me down is when the Red Wings announced that they were canceling the Traverse City Prospect Tournament.
Yeah, I thought that was a bad sign too. Glad you mentioned that because I had almost forgotten about it.
Yeah, and because last year I had looked forward to it. I looked forward to everything. And then when I said they're not letting those guys play, I said, you know, this is hardball. This is the first thing. Just seeing something canceled in writing, I said, oh boy.
Right.
Now I got to see this. Now it's going to be coming. The NHL season, 2012-2013 season has been canceled, or, you know, game canceled, or whatever. It hurts. It hurts. And then the preseason's going to be canceled, and then, oh, boy. I tell you, it's very disheartening. And, you know, I listen, we all know players, I don't know. These guys prefer. I always seem to side on the player side. I don't know why. I guess because I'm naive in a way that I think that hockey players aren't as greedy as other sports. But
and we're anti-establishment. It's the other.
And we're anti-establishment. So I could be wrong. I mean, listen, there are some greedy mofos out there. I'm sure there's. They could be 90% greedy. What do I know? If you're a commodity, you deserve to be what you paid. And if somebody overpays you, that's the management's fault. If an idiot will give Alexander Semin $7 million a year, I don't care if it's for 1 year. It's on the owner. It's not on Semin. I mean, he's asking for what he can get. So
I don't understand. And this is not just hockey because this goes on in every sport. I don't understand why. When did they come back from the canceled season? That was 05, right?
Right.
Okay. So they had a 7-year deal. Why did they wait so long to start talking about a new deal? They should have been sitting down last summer. Every other day, if you have to. Why? And all sports do this, and I don't understand why. And maybe somebody can tell me why.
It's got to be a strategy.
I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn. And it just seems like they always wait until there's a month, 2 months. They wait until the previous season is over. And then, you know, then they go, oh, we're confident that a deal could get done, is what they always say coming out of the old season. And then before you know it, you're 6 weeks to the deadline. And we're sitting down now. We're far apart. And they don't meet every day. You know, you got to take a couple of days off in between. And, you know, you fly here for a meeting. You fly there for a meeting. And before you know it, now what are we, 3 weeks? Next weekend's a holiday weekend. You know, time is short. Friday's my birthday. Nobody works on my birthday. So?
I certainly won't be.
Actually, I will be.
If I could trade places with you. So that's... it looks like this is just going to really ruin my friggin' hockey season. It's going to cramp my style. I'll tell you that much. I mean, I'm into football. I'm certainly into football and what it brings to the table, but there's nothing can replace my hockey. Nothing.
So... check your local listings for MetLife Radio.
Yeah. What's going to be going on?
Coming soon to a shitty Blog Talk Radio page near you.
So I wanted to, we got some phone callers, believe it or not, on this. We have one.
We got Costa.
Yeah. Let's bring Costa on, because I think he's probably got something to say about this. And Costa, please.
You want to spend your hard-earned money on this product?
You're out of your mind.
Bye bye.
Toasted. Let's see what you have to say.
I got him.
Toasted.
What's going on, Costa?
What I say is true. As we fans, we have the power. Our only form of protest is don't spend money on the product. You can do all the fire save the rallies if you want. You can do all the fire Bettman rallies all you want. As long as you keep selling out the money, they don't give a shit. They don't care.
Well, don't buy tickets.
Exactly. That's what I've done. That's what I've done. If I want my Rangers merchandise, I'll go to fucking eBay, or I'll go to China to get it.
You want to see the Rangers? You go to the Coliseum.
No, no, I'm not going. No, I'm not going. Period. I'm gonna go.
Well, no season.
I haven't gone to a game since the Islander game we all went to. I haven't gone since. Fuck them.
No, I'll say one thing, Coast. You're a man of conviction. Because I think you've been convicted. I think that you're a man of conviction. You've stuck to your guns. You've been saying this the 3 years we've been on this show. And you know what? You're right. The only way you can show these guys, these despots, if you will, that you've had enough is not by their shit.
Look at the Mets. Look at the Mets. No one's going to their games because the product sucks.
No! What are you saying?
What are you saying? Jason Bay isn't enough for you to go to a Mets game?
Yeah. What's the matter with you?
You're right. I also wanted, you know, Costa, one of the things I always think about is, you know, me and you about, I think about recently with the baseball and the steroids. What is going on in baseball? These guys are still not learning, these dummies?
No, they don't care. They don't if you want to make a statement with that stuff, here's how you do it. They take steroids, contracts void. Is void, is null and void. It's done. You're
and
done.
Did you hear what this idiot Cabrera, did you hear what his
now he's trying to find a loophole.
Well, but the guy, his handler, whatever, the guy tried to create a fake website to make it look like he was taking a legitimate product. Did you hear about that?
That, yeah, oh yeah, yep.
What a fucking idiot.
Fucking scumbag, if you ask me.
Did you hear about that, Eddie?
Yeah, what a moron! I don't know. I don't get it. Why just in baseball? Then you really need to juice to get that extra stamina. I don't get it.
No, it's for more home runs. Because that's,
but like the pitchers.
That's now it's a home run league now.
But the pitchers. I mean, they take it for the, you know, they can go longer in the season.
And then they can throw harder. And then they can throw harder.
That Bartolo Colonna or whatever his name is.
Look at that fat fuck. He got busted.
So, I don't know, it's a downturn in sports. Lockouts and steroids. I felt like we went through this again. We've been here before.
Yeah.
You know, so you have any answers to the lockout? Whose side, John? The fan side?
I'm on Costa's side.
Literally.
I ain't gonna spend money regardless. When the Rangers win a cup, then I'll spend some money. And then I got no problem with that. Show me the fucking cup. Then I'll spend some money. Until then,
got
go fuck themselves.
All right.
Well, I just bought a Winter Classic T-shirt, Rangers, on eBay. So, you know. And there's my spending. There we go. There you go. There's my hockey right there.
Well, I like it. Well, yeah, that's a nice thing.
We thank you for your support, as Bartles.
Yes.
Say.
Yes. Costa supports this show.
Yes, he does.
He's donated to this show.
Handsomely.
Next time you put the donate button, I'll donate again. No problem. I got no problem
That's
with
what,
that.
It's up there.
No, it isn't. It is.
I don't think it is.
Uh-oh.
I don't think so. We'll have to get that thing back up.
We could be losing out on millions here.
Oh yeah. Well, Costa, thank you for checking in with us. We always love to have you on the air. The foot, what's going on?
Well, well, it's healing, but the doctor said it won't be 100% until the holidays.
Well,
cheesecake.
Hmm.
Cheesecake. Oh, cheesecake.
I mean, cheesecake.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Cheesecake.
But he hurt his foot. He's laying there in pain at the bar. He goes, "Oh, cheesecake."
Well, we got priority. Even when you're in pain, you gotta have some kind of dessert. All right, Tosa, thanks for checking in, brother.
Food. All right, guys, I'll talk to you.
Take care, Tosa. Bye-bye.
All right, now.
Now,
let me get
right
down.
Here.
Let me get down. The Facebook group has been... I got to tell you, a lot of things going on in that Facebook group. I don't know if you people are part of it or read it or, you know, lurk or whatever you people do out there. A lot of big stuff going on this week when I returned. Looks like Jason and Charlie Letch have had their baby.
Yes.
Jay of the Dead is now...
6 weeks early, but the baby's doing okay. I think she's still in... I think baby's still in the hospital.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was a preemie.
Yeah.
But everything's okay.
As far as I know. Last I heard yesterday.
Okay. So Jay of the Dead is a proud pop of a girl named Leela.
Yep.
All right. Looks like Stephanie Lynn hooked up with Chris Kreider, so to speak. You see that?
Well, they met. Let's clarify that.
Well, yeah, hooked up. I didn't mean like, oh, well, they hooked up.
Well, that's what hooked up means.
If I said I hooked up with Chris Kreider, do you think I made love to him? I mean, no.
A little bit.
Okay. Well, maybe that's the way you think. She met Chris Kreider at an event for, what was it, Cam Atkinson? Is he on the Blue Jackets, that dude?
Yes.
What is with all these Blue Jackets?
I don't know. We have quite the Columbus connection. Tom Laidlaw was at this thing, too. Well, he's
Tommy
an agent,
Lame.
So that makes sense, right? Isn't he an agent?
Yeah. Waz is right. Maybe hooked up has a different meaning. I'm an oldie, so hooked up isn't exactly the right word. I stand corrected. Really nice picture, and, you know, it's good to see Kreider. Speaking of Kreider news, Jim, you know me, the avid hockey card collector? His first two rookie cards came out.
I heard. Somebody posted a picture of one on the Facebook group last week while you were on the high
How
seat.
How dare they?
How dare they?
Yes, Kreider's got his two rookie cards out. He's also got a first goal card where it's like, you know, he scored his first goal, you know, it's part of a subset.
Right.
First goal. And
Now, how much... Right now, as we sit here doing this show, how much is it? What's the value of a Chris Kreider rookie card?
Well, there's no official value.
Okay.
If I wanted to buy one off eBay now, including shipping, I'd probably have to spend about $8 for his OPG. And he will be the premier player in these early sets because they don't include last year's draft picks yet. So, you know, the last draft, number one, what's the guy went? I forget the whole draft. People remind me in the chat room. It's all a blur. So he will be the premier guy in the early sets until the other guys are. And I think he'll be a premier guy once the season starts going again.
Now, did you get both of those rookie cards that you were just talking about? Did you get them, or were you just saying they're
I have already, I bought 6 boxes of OPG. Which is, I think, 30 packs, 30 packs in each, not one Kreider.
Wow.
I got every freaking schmuck in the world. No Kreider. But I went on eBay and I bought like 3 or 4.
You got 5 Wade Reddins?
No. You know what I wanted? Which was a sad thing. I have, you know, this is weird. I didn't really impact, you know, we just... Like, I got the cards, you know, usually I'm like, when I get a Ranger, I get excited. I'm like, oh, Brandon Dubinsky. Oh, he's not on the team. And he's in a Ranger uniform. Oh, Artem.
Dubinsky.
Artem. Oh. Tim Arrington. Oh. Oh, Ruslan Fedotenko. Oh. Brandon Prost. Oh. Like half the Rangers set, they're not even on the team anymore. So it is a year of transition. It really kind of hit me when I went and started going through the car. No Kreider. So, in other Ranger news, the great Don Bones Raleigh died at 86. Do you believe that?
I do, because you said it. I believe everything you tell me.
I have very fond memories of Bones Raleigh, not because I ever watched him play, but my father, who was kind of like a pedestrian Ranger fan, you know, he went to the Garden, he watched hockey, and what is he, knocking at Death's door and they let him in there? What's going on? So my father would say, you know, you know how like you would play hockey in the house as a kid? I don't know if you did this. Did you play hockey
right.
in the house?
Of course.
And my father, you know, he's kind of a kid at heart in some ways. And we used to play hockey in the house, and he would be like, here come Bones Raleigh. He would, like, announce the game, you know. And I'm like, Bones Raleigh? Who's that guy? But apparently he was infatuated with this guy's name because it was Bones Raleigh. The guy was like 5'5", like 160 or something. I don't know, something crazy like that. So,
when did he play with the Rangers? What were his years again? I know you posted it, but I don't remember.
I don't have it in front of me. Maybe somebody could...
I think he was on the 1950 team that went to the Cup against Detroit, where they played the infamous home game in Toronto. Was it a fucking circus?
Right.
But Monty Hall might have called one of Bones Raleigh's games.
He might have. We could have Monty on to talk about Don Bones Raleigh.
Yeah, I think I'll pass on that.
Yeah. He did make the Ranger Greats book. I think he was like at number 32. Career Ranger. No, not Monty Hall. He's coming up in their next book, the game shows, Top 100 Game Show Hosts, along with Bill Cullen and Chuck Woolery and who's that other guy? I can't think of anybody. Bobby Banks. Thanks, Charlie Osmond Spumante. Still working the board over here all these years. Faithful employee. Also, something else I was thinking about, you know, with this lockout pending, Jim, these garden renovations can be ahead of schedule. And I wonder if that'll reflect in the shortened schedule. If a lockout does happen, the Rangers won't be on the road for like the first 2 weeks.
That's a good point. It's a possibility. Possibility, but who knows?
Okay.
Good point, though. I hadn't thought about that.
Well, that's why I go on cruises, so I can, reinvigorate.
Well, you seem to be more of a thinker than I am.
Oh, please. Brian Boyle.
You seem to be more of a thinker than I am.
Thank you, Paulie.
By the way, if you want to listen to why the strike is a lockout is happening, Paulie D says, catch up on his old shows.
Oh, wait a minute. Speaking of, you want to bring it up, did you happen to notice he was, you were gone. I think this is why you were gone. He was posting pictures of Falcons all over
Thanks
Facebook.
Thanks for the Falcons.
I swear to God, go look at his Facebook. He put up a couple of pictures of Falcons. I think he put a video up of a Falcon. And then I respond, one of the pictures, I commented on it, and that was my comment.
Thanks for the Falcon.
Thanks for the Falcon.
What a goof. I think the
oh my God! Who the hell cares?
The guy, the sun is getting to him down there.
Now let me ask you another. Speaking of the sun getting to people, one more question. Did you see the picture of Barry Beck that was on Facebook?
Now, is that real?
Who would doctor a picture of Barry Beck, of all people? Did you see
Where
that?
Where did he get those tattoos? They look like they were like jailhouse tattoos in the film.
Well, I've seen pictures of him before, and he's had those Well, he's in Hong Kong. You get a tattoo over there for like $1.50.
Is that recent?
Looks fairly recent, but the man looks like a handbag. I mean, skin all
like
he looks like that woman in Jersey that was taking her kid to the tanning booth.
Yeah, he's a little leathery.
Yeah, and those tiny whiteys, and oh my goodness! I mean, that was my comment. If this isn't a warning sign for the dangers of post concussion syndrome, I don't know what is.
That was a good clip. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Barry. Been on the Paulie D show, though. Now, let's get down to business. I still haven't received my John Tortorella shirt yet. But that's not what I want to bring up. Now, what's the name of your friend's website?
TarnationSports.com. Your John Tortorella shirt, along with Chris DeMeets, have arrived. And I have to go mail them out.
Oh, I thought they were coming directly.
No. He said.
No pressure.
They said to me, it is here.
Okay. Now, this seems to be a very, a lot of people are trying to capitalize on the range of success through these merchandising things. Because I was actually, and this is, there's a website called WeBleedBlue.com. Do we like them?
They're good peeps. They were trying to get us to bring our viewing party to theirs. The last viewing party that we had. When was that? For the playoffs. And I said no.
Well, believe it or not, I'm in Subway, which that isn't a really believe it or not. The girl taking care of me has a Swaglin shirt on.
Oh, really?
And yeah, and it took me a couple seconds to put it together because I'm like, but then on the back of it, it has 62, so then I knew. And she goes, wow, man. I said, that's a cool shirt. She goes, yeah. And she turns around and it says WeBleedBlue.com. I said, wow, these shirts are starting to filter into the, I don't know how she got the shirt, but she's wearing it, and she's like Taglin.
Yeah.
So
Carnation Sports also has a T-shirt with a picture of Joe Willie on it, and underneath it says, "I want to kiss you."
Oh, I gotta get that for my wife. She loves that clip.
Oh, me too. That's my favorite. That's the highlight of Joe Namath's career, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, my God. Was that Susie Colbert who did that?
Yep. There's a website, a famous sports blog called Kissing Susie Colbert.
I got it. Look.
I just posted the link to the shirt.
Charlie, look at this.
That's your next anniversary present.
Yeah. Wow.
There you go.
So, I'm starting to think maybe we got to come up with some stuff. Why don't we get into this game? Screw it. all my energy. I just expended it just with the thought of going into this. We could come up with some. Look at that. We got to create.
Of course.
I'm going to put an image of Gary Bettman up there. Put Buttman underneath it.
Get somebody to Photoshop an ass on his head.
Yeah, come on. You're our writers in this chat room and and listen to the podcast. Send us to make us some money here.
Everybody's like, what? Yep.
I think you can sit home and listen to that switchboard and play those clips and amuse yourself for hours.
I probably could. Well, you know what it is? I've listened to Howard Stern for a long time, and I don't get my inspiration from Howard. I get my inspiration from Fred. To me, Fred is a comic genius the way he always has the right sound clip for the right situation, that's where I draw my inspiration from. That is why our switchboard has 15 pages of sound clips on it. So that no matter what's going on, no matter what we're talking about, we can one of us can play the right sound clip.
That's right. It's all about the sound clip. I also would be remiss. I was reminded before I came on this broadcast by Jonathan Newman, or John Newman as he's known to his enemies.
Oh, Mr. Messenger?
That I forgot to mention at the Ellen B. Spumoni party in, I guess, Bensonhurst that we had a couple weeks ago before I left the way. He was there along with Stacey Katz. He was wearing his Blue Shirt Underground radio shirt.
Yeah, he posted it on Facebook. All right.
I know, but he's a little miffed that we didn't mention it on the show, so we got to take care of him. He's like, you know, he's insane. I'll say.
See, this is one of those, now I can't, where's the, now I can't find it.
My gosh, no.
That's not even the one I wanted. I wanted the one. Where is it? It's a clip of you. Where'd you go? Where are you? There it is.
Here are you.
Oh, good for you.
He just wears that. He just wears the Blue Shirt Underground Radio T-shirt so that he could say to us, "You notice I'm wearing my Blue Shirt Underground Radio T-shirt. Can you mention to everybody that I'm wearing my Blue Shirt Underground Radio T-shirt?" He's starting a messenger service, by the way. Did you hear about that?
No. What is that about?
He's starting a
messenger
service.
Service?
I don't know if he's. I don't know if he's still working at the.
You're gonna wear that little hat.
I wish I had the music from The Wizard of Oz.
Jump at your dog.
Speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery.
Speedy McFeely. Speedy McNewman.
She'd be like, here it is. Your wife wants to pick the dog up. Stop. Like, he's going to really kill him.
Speedy McNewman, I have a package. Thank you, ma'am.
Is he a messenger or is it a delivery service?
He's going to
be like...
He's going to be a messenger service. He's using his own car, and this is something he's starting. I don't know if that means he's not working at the sporting goods store anymore. I don't know.
This is basically Stacy saying, "Get me a cup of coffee." That's
Speedy McNewman.
Come on in. You have a message for me.
I have a Newman-gram for you.
I'm going to the Giants game. Stop. I then will be going to the Waffle House. Stop. He's going to read like those telegrams from the 40s and 30s.
Candy Graham.
Like he's riding his bike through the city.
Land shark. A Newman Graham. Western Newman.
Weston Newman, that's
Weston
it.
Weston Newman. I love it. I love it.
See?
The Pony Express.
Jesus freaking wacko. All right, now. I want to get to a little bit of stuff that's been happening.
You got a package at the door there.
Oh, hello?
That's your I want to kiss you shirt for your wife.
Oh yes. Oh yeah, my I want to kiss you shirt's arrived. Okay. Thank you. What's your name? Oh, I got something Weston Newman. Where do I sign, sir? All right, now.
Oh,
let me talk about a little bit. There's a little bit that got me a little bit ticked. A little bit irate about how Michael Delzato deserves $3 to $4 million. It's been going on Facebook that there are some people, and I think there is a contingent of Ranger fans, not the people in here who have most of their sanity, that think he's worth that amount of money, and I don't think he's worth that amount of money. You know, be consistent. You know, I mean, show me some consistency. I don't want to pay for your upside. Yeah, you had a good season last year. You know, for the most part. But this is the same guy who played, he played three quarters of a half a season in Hartford the year before. So let's not start throwing money away carelessly just because you have because the guy looks cute. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, but I just think it's just I'm not worried. He's not getting $5 million. He's not getting $4
million. $4
million! Ah! He's Delzato. $4 million!
$4 million!
He's Canadian. $4 million!
He's got a hot hand.
$4 million!
Wrong on a chair, Wanny. Defense.
Let's hope that his grandma doesn't die again. the guy has got, you gotta be consistent.
Frank,
you wanna be. And meanwhile, he spent his whole rookie year, basically out in the town. He had a great start. He didn't finish that great.
Right.
I'm not about to anoint him as long as the power play still sucks. Should be paying an offensive defenseman $4 million. That's it. Exactly. I like the fact that people are getting a little wound up. Howie Sussman's calling him Del Crapo, Del Strico, Del Stinko, Del Shitto, Del Zilcho, Del Mr. Net, Del Taco, Del Nada, Del Boca Vista. Costa says he doesn't hit the net. Somebody else came with a good quip. Missed it and all that. A Delzaster. I like that one. So, I don't think he's that bad. But, I hate when guys, on their first time around. This is what Dubinsky did, too. The first time he came up for a contract, he asked a little bit too much from Uncle Sather. From Uncle Glenn. So, I don't know. But right now, that's all, The point is moot.
All right, well, let me ask you a question. He made $875,000 last year.
Mm-hmm.
All right? He's coming off a 10-goal, 31-assist season, plus 20.
Right.
What do you consider a fair contract?
I have to take his whole body of work. I can't take it off 1 year. I also have to take in his personality, which, the guy is he needs to be motivated. Hopefully he's learned in his third year how to do it himself, but he really needed somebody to be on his ass like Tortorella and get him to play the way, I'm thinking 2.5. Am I crazy to think he shouldn't get $3 million?
No, I think you're in the right neighborhood.
Yeah.
No, all right. I think you're on the money.
I mean, it's his first contract, right?
His first deal.
Entry level and bonuses. Now this is his first. Yeah, no, I think that's fine. And then when he comes up. After two years of, and he does what he does, what he's doing now, and you give him four. I don't want to see him getting money that Mark Stahl Girardi numbers. He certainly isn't invaluable to that team. Right now, so I don't know. I think Chris DeMeat says he wants the $50. Right now, Brandon Dubinsky, I'm in a holding pattern with him right now. I won't be bashing Brandon. Next day, I'm the Dubinsky. We got some callers here, Jim.
Yes, the first time caller.
Bring him on.
Mr. John Grossman, how are you?
I'm doing well, sirs. How are you doing?
Good. Good. Thank you for finally calling in. You've only been listening to the show for 14 years.
Yeah, first time caller, long time listener. What's going on, guys?
Not much.
Not much.
We're just discussing John Newman's messenger service. The cruise.
Yeah,
I was going to say, what would you like to muse about?
Well, I just figured I'd call in. I haven't called in. Jim was giving me shit last time, so I figured I'd call in and just, I don't know, so I can finally say that I called.
He just wanted to pop his cherry.
Yeah, so to speak.
Well, let me ask you several questions while I have you on the line.
Okay.
Will you be missing John Mitchell?
No.
Will you be missing Ruslan Fedotenko?
Yeah, I thought he was a decent player. I liked him. So I think his presence will be missed.
And my last question to you is, how long do you think this lockout will go for? Prediction.
Well, I mean, based on what Jim was saying, I wouldn't be surprised if they lose another year. I hadn't heard, you know, about the TV information, but I just think there's just the owners are just, you know, basking too much, and I don't see there's a happy medium anywhere. So I could go on for quite some time.
I think so too. Plus, you have to, in light of what's happened recently, that should be going on. Go ahead.
Oh, well, like Jim said, I think, you know, they had plenty of time. They knew it was coming, you know, and they just pussyfooted around. And now it's like, well, you know, however many weeks until preseason starts. And it's like, well, I'm sure we'll get it done.
Right.
Yeah. And think about it. The Rangers season ended pretty late this year. Imagine if you're like a non-playoff team, man, you really chomp at a bit to get them hockey.
I think the problem I have with everything is, you know, these contracts that are being handed out, you know, like, you know, I live in Minnesota, so it's like, you know, everyone's all, you know, going crazy for the Suter and Parisi signing, and it's like, well, it just, these contracts are just getting way out of hand, and it's just not feasible.
Do the Wild draw as many as I hear? I heard that the Wild are a big ticket over there.
Not, you know, they used to, I think, for the first 6 or 7 years. And then the last few years, it's just, I went to the Rangers game here last year, and there had to be 6,000 or 7,000 empty seats.
Wow.
It's just, it is pretty empty there. And it's just, you know, and they raise ticket prices, you know, quite frequently. And, you know, I remember the first year there was in the upper bowl, it was like $10, and a couple years ago, I got a standing rail seat at the very top of the XL for $45. Like, it's just a single at a rail.
Yeah, that's not. I mean, especially, you know, I want to say, but in this economy, it's a little ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Getting a little crazy.
Yeah, and it, you know, I'm sure it's you know, being in Minnesota as opposed to New York. I mean, you know, it's different. You know. I'm sure $45 is probably, you know, not too much, you know, at the Garden. But here it's, you know.
Nah, that's you're right. It cost me $45 to get over the George Washington Bridge the other day. Back and forth. It's ridiculous.
It concerns me. It concerns me. I think I mentioned in the chat room that, you know, the NHL, I think, is gaining some momentum. And then, you know, to have another lockout, I think it's gonna push the NHL even further than it is now. You know, as far as fans and, you know, teams, you know, there are a few teams, you know, that should be done away with, contracted, moved, what have you, but it just doesn't seem like Bettman is dead set on, you know, having the Coyotes and teams in Florida.
Yeah, I mean I think this league is hemorrhaging money. I really think I don't know how some owners are making money. I just it doesn't make any sense. I think that's And for them to ask a 10-year thing, their RFA for 10 years is ridiculous. I mean, that's like, we need Kurt Flood to rebel against that. It's so ridiculous. I mean, it's basically, it just hampers the movement of players. Which, as a Ranger fan, that would be good. You know what I'm saying? Chris Kreider, or what I'm saying? Keeping these guys, that's what's going to be the inevitable thing with the Rangers is because now they have a good crop of guys. I don't want to see them go. I want Ryan McDonough to be a Ranger forever, but the reality is he's not going to be. The players move now.
It's sad. As far as the Rangers getting Rick Nash, I'm kind of lukewarm on it. Going back to the early 2000s, with all the, the big signings, I'm just going to kind of
forget about
wait
that.
And
that's
see.
All. I know we were all burnt by that, and it was terrible. And this is a whole new thing. They've got a young core already. They've already got, they've got a good team. They're just looking to add pieces that. I know what you're talking about, the Valerie Kamenskis and all those losers we brought in and Holik and, Gasparitis.
Quintal.
I remember that. Step Quintal. And I remember that Gasparitis always played great against us. He was awesome against us. And then we got him. He was like, he was hurt. Blah, blah, blah.
Well,
anyway,
that was the big thing with Rupp too. Is he was he killed us, so many times and
right.
He
got a hat trick.
Right.
And then let's get him. Well, hopefully he bounces back. They're saying he was injured. Blah blah blah. I also heard that that it looks like Tortorella's hosting a dog walk. Did you see this?
Yes.
Yeah.
I posted it in the Facebook group. Very excited about this.
I'm very excited. I'm looking for a dog.
Are you?
Just to get in on this. Yeah, I want to go. It says Tortorella will answer questions.
Next question.
I want to ask, what question would you ask Tortorella that you know that would ignite him into a crazy frenzy? Fire Mike Sullivan. He's in charge of the power play. It sucks. Maybe that. I don't know.
We'll answer these questions here first.
What?
No, next question.
Just ask the question.
Please.
Not talking
about
refs.
No.
Next question.
Not talking about calls.
No.
No.
Not talking about the game.
What?
It becomes a mental game. It's just one game.
Next question.
Do we have a chance?
Yeah.
Next question.
We need to attack.
Yeah.
Next question.
Yes, I do.
What?
Next question.
No.
Night and I'll stuck.
Both power play stunk. Come both teams stunk.
These type of situations happen for a reason, and it's good stuff. It's real good stuff. It's really good things. There was a lot of bad things, but there's some good things.
It just keeps on building.
What?
Yes.
No.
And I'm not trying to be a smart chance, but stuff like that,
it's a bunch of crap.
I disagree how our team's been portrayed here, but
stop coaching, Pat.
Next question.
I'm talking about the refs.
Yeah.
Next question.
I'm talking about the game.
Next question.
Just ask the question.
Wait,
we'll play the same way. Banging away.
Next question.
No update.
Good, thank you.
See, which game was that in the playoffs when he went, when he had the very short press conference? Was that the Washington series? Whichever one it was, it's like, I know here, it's like, I don't know, the reaction here from the local, hockey writers and sports writers, which is they ripped him, called him all kinds of names, and it was just...
You know how it is. You know how he is. When they lose, he's just he's a bastard. He can't take losing. He's a sore loser. I'm not the happiest loser either.
Before I forget this, let me jump in here for 1 second. Speaking of Mr. Tortorella, do you remember, Eddie, the interview that we played when he was on Bob Costas? And he was talking about social media and how he doesn't like the social media and he's not into the Twitter and the blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Guess who's on Twitter?
Get out of here.
For his foundation, for the rescue, the whole dog thing.
He's probably got his somebody else doing that for him.
Probably, but it's his name on the Twitter.
That's verified. I followed him, I think, yesterday or the day before, so he's on there. So I don't know if it really is him, but it's verified, so whatever that means.
What did he say? What did he say? We got to maintain our focus. We got to maintain our discipline. Just one game.
Discipline here now.
So I think actually someone just wanted a retweet, and that was the only one I saw.
I noticed that. Everybody said, can I get a retweet for my dog? Can I get a retweet for my – I saw a lot of that. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Who cares? I got dogs.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry.
Keep your fucking discipline here now.
Hey.
After we get done with Jonathan, I have to bring up a subject with you that I think you're probably a little bit pissed at if you are aware of. Your favorite New York Giant is now the co-host of the Kelly and Mike.
I heard Monday morning that there was a rumor about that because I guess they had narrowed their decision down to a couple of people but hadn't made the official announcement. But then the word leaked out that the asshole was selling his house in L.A. or something like that. So people just guessed that it was going to be him. I personally don't understand why they put him. I guess because he likes to talk, and I don't know.
I give it a year. He's not going to last on that show. He's not friendly for real. He's not real. You could drive a Buick through the gap in his teeth, that son of a bitch. I hope he fails. I hope his career is nothing. I hope that Eddie Murphy's sloppy seconds leaves him. Everything. Anyone who goes against Jim, they're on my hate list forever.
That's right.
Because any guy that would take the time to tweet you what he tweeted has got a lot of hate, a lot of can't take it, he's thin-skinned.
Wait till
he starts... When the ratings start to kind of, he's no Regis, and the papers start getting at him, watch the surface. I don't know why they picked him. I don't know why.
I don't see him having chemistry with Kelly Ripa, but anyway.
Well, maybe he got jungle fever. Who knows?
Oh!
He's like a goof sometimes. I don't know, but I'm not a Giants fan, so I don't care either way.
Oh.
All right, John, listen, we're going to take one other call, and then we're going to wrap this up. Thank you for calling in. It's nice to finally speak to you, and good luck to you.
Yeah, call in more often.
Yes, good luck to you. Nats the rest of the way.
Well, they're losing tonight, but yeah, usually we're chasing a six-year-old around the house, so that's why I don't call, but I thought I'd step outside and give you guys a call and just say I love your show, and thanks a lot, and I'll talk to you later.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right, take care, man.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, great, John Grossman. Chris, the meat... And Cole Schicks, you remember Cole called in when we were playing the game. He's the young 12-year-old young gentleman who's gotten hooked on our show. He listens with his dad. Am I ringing any bells with you here?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, Cole Schicks' dad, who is in the Facebook group, but I cannot remember his first name. But anyway, Mr. Schick and Chris the Meat would like to buy Blue Shirt Underground Radio T-shirts from you. So they can contact you on Facebook.
Yeah, just message me on Facebook and
T-shirts.
And let me know. Chris the Meat, I think, has a couple already, doesn't he?
Maybe he gave them to his beautiful entourage.
His
bevy of women that he travels with.
He's got a virtual harem, let's face it.
Does. No, not a virtual harem. It was a real harem. He trotted into Slattery's that day. My God.
All right.
Like Leonardo DiCaprio was walking into the place.
All right, calm down.
I'm trying to make one of our listeners sound good here.
Hey, good. Came in with a hot Cuban fella.
Cuban Pete.
Yeah, you guys just message me and we'll get that down. Chris the Meat, my main
973-590. You are on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Who is this? Hello? 973-590. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh my gosh, no.
Oh my gosh. No. Nobody there?
Quick never gets Quick never gets old. Now, I was figuring you did this show, right? This your fiesta. What'd you do with like some kind of show on Friday, like the Jim's Fiesta or something?
Yeah, Jim's Friday Fiesta. I don't know what the fuck it was. I gave it a name because I didn't want anybody to die.
Right. Yeah. Then Phyllis Diller croaked.
Well, I mean, for God's sake, he was 163 years old.
Oh, man. It's all that.
She performed at Abe Lincoln's inaugural.
I mean, she's was a funny woman for her time.
Oh, she was. She was.
I just got a hold of, I just found out about it, that NBC had Fryer Roasts. This is not the Dean Martin Roast, the Fryer Roast. From the mid-70s, like five or six of them are available on DVD. And I'm talking like the heavyweights, you know, old-time comedy, all of them. And, I know, I don't think there's any cursing, but it's like, you know, they didn't have people writing the jokes from like they did on Dean Martin. A lot of it was written for them by NBC. But it looked pretty funny. Had Groucho on and, you know, like, when they're still kind of, like, with it, you know? So, like I told you before the show, I've been delving into my old TV. So I was thinking, with all this time, we should start creating some different shows, maybe, you know, talking about different things and, you know, maybe different topics, because there's going to be a gap here. I mean, I can't be talking about the lockout every freaking Wednesday night.
No,
I mean, it's going to drive me bananas.
The 15, 20 minutes we did tonight will last me 2 months.
Right.
I mean, because there's either, I mean, what else can you talk about? Because there'll either be a settlement or there'll be no settlement. You know, we basically went over what the owners are looking for, and we told you that the players said no. So that's all you got, you know, that's, what else is there to say at this point?
And I'm not into, like, investigative journalism. I'm not going to be heading, you know, sitting outside the meetings and asking, you know, Donald Fair or, you know, or Buttman what's going on, even if I had that kind of access. But if you see some things popping up, programming notes, besides this or, you know, or in place of it, you know, tune in if you think the subject is, you know, is something you'd like. I mean, it's, you know, it's either going to include me or Jim, so, or both, so you know it's going to be good.
Yeah, and you know me, I'm always up for, you know, a show. We do these free-flowing things. I like doing them on Friday nights just because, you know, the work week's over and I get, you know, kind of kick back and just enjoy myself.
Also, I'm thinking about doing a show. It's called the Lubomir Vishnovsky Driving School Show.
Special guest, Pelle Lindbergh.
Pelle Lindbergh. Oh. Drive your Porsche, Pelle. Drive your Porsche. So, Colin Cosell says hello, and we say hello back.
Hello.
Well, we got one more caller, Jim.
We got another caller? No, boy.
The 519-496 area. 496.
519, you're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Is this Cutsy?
Of course it is.
What's going on?
All right.
Not much. How are you guys, brother?
Doing good.
Good. So Eddie, I heard your cruise was a big success.
Fantastic. I had a great time. And our trivia, we conquered in trivia, so I think you should be proud of us because, you know, you're a trivia guy. You've been in contests as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
And we didn't go against old people. There were a lot of young people there, and which worked to our advantage because they didn't know a lot.
Right.
So I hear you want to see a picture of Mandar. Have you ever seen a picture of Mandar?
Afraid not.
Quite the looker.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what Mandar looks. He looks like a 70s porno star right now. He's got like a Fu Manchu mustache. He's not the greatest looking guy in the world. Let's put it that way.
Have you ever seen pictures of George Clooney? Cutsy?
Yes.
He looks nothing like that.
Huh. Nobody looks like that.
Astute. All right, now. So what did you call us? What did you call us about?
Well, I was calling in because of this stupid lockout thing.
Whose side are you on?
Obviously the players.
Okay. All right. Would you like to expound on that? Why do you feel the players are... do you think the owners are being too greedy, too irrational?
It's not the owners I'm worried about. It's Bettman I'm worried about.
Well, what are you afraid? He's going to bite your neck in the night, that little vampire? What do you think he's going to do?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what Bettman's problem is. I mean, he just wants a piece of the financial pie.
There's definitely a language barrier here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, he wants a bigger piece of pie, and he's working for the owners. The owners want more, 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 more. What do you think about this 10-year RFA thing? Are you kidding me? Guy's going to be 28 before he become a free agent? It's a joke.
Yeah, and Howie hit it on the nose in the chat room saying that it was kind of like the baseball reserve clause.
Right. Howie was right on that.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
It's a bunch of garbage.
Thank you, Paulie.
So how are they taking it up in Kitchener, Ontario, this whole lockout thing? I mean, you're going to be losing your... Now, here was the question. I could have used you on... Cutty, I could have used you on this trivia question. Don't answer this.
Okay.
All right? Jeff, don't answer this. But I'm going to ask the chat room and Jim, what is the national sport of Canada?
Curling.
No. Jeff, do you know the answer?
Yes, I do.
Ranger fan 80 got it. What is the answer?
Lacrosse.
Lacrosse.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
We got that one right. Although Mandar said it was hockey. But I outvoted
it. I knew it wasn't hockey, but I really did think it was curling. I didn't think it was hockey because I thought it was curling, I guess is what I was trying to say.
Right. So that is it. That's it for me. Cutsy, you have anything else?
Yes, I got a terrific soundbite for you guys.
Well, give it to me.
Gary Bettman is nothing but a little big cocksucker.
Very good.
A little that's big cocksucker, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he's a midget, and he sucks cock big. Don't forget, I peed on him once. And it's real.
What?
You
remember
the
YouTube video? I peed on him in a YouTube video. Remember?
Is that on YouTube or you porn?
YouTube. I'll post it in the blue shirt group.
Of course, people do go both ways.
Nicely done.
All right, I've had enough.
Oh,
hey.
Yeah, I've
nice,
had
Lady
enough.
Lady Doris, have you got any grease?
Yes, yes we do.
Then grease me up, woman.
Okie dokie.
Jeff. Well, have a good evening, my friend, and you post the video again. I want to see you peeing on Gary Bettman again.
No problem. See you guys.
Cutsy. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Wow.
And that wraps this up. Once you pee on Gary, it's not coming back from that.
No. I thought I had something to do with cats peeing on Gary Pettman, as I remember. Why do I remember these things? I don't know. Well, we'll be back with another show. Facebook, Twitter, that's it. You got Twitter with me at Ranger Crisis. You at, what, BSU Jim? Radio Jim?
Radio Jim.
And the Facebook group, BoucherOnTheGround.com. Got it all, man. It's a multimedia mayhem, the empire that we have created here. And even John Tortorella. And we are in negotiations, starting negotiations of landing a big-time guest.
Yeah.
Don't guess. I'm not giving you any guesses. You'll have to wait. But it'll be a big, big landing if we get him.
Yep.
I'll narrow it down.
John Newman, for all your messaging needs.
Right.
You want to send a text message, he'll bring it for you.
Weston Newman. He'll bring it.
Weston Newman.
He'll print it out and bring it to your loved one. My internet's down. Who do you call? Weston Newman. You got another call? We're calling in the last second?
Oh, speaking of death, oh, he hung up. It was Newman.
Weston Newman.
He hung up.
Well, see, you can't even count on the call. All right. Get out, everybody.
We'll see you guys next time. Good night, everybody.